You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan Flammer and Todd Youngblood. Morning, Carol. How are you?
I'm great, Todd.
Good. Todd, how are you doing this morning?
Never better.
We're a little tired. We just got back from Chattanooga. We had a trade show there. That was a lot of fun. It was a car show.
It was a car show.
Yes,
not
it was.
Technically, it was an automotive manufacturing show. So it's car related.
But we had a good time. Carol, you were just recently in Chattanooga, too. That's a great little place.
I was in Chattanooga visiting all the cool tourist attractions. I highly recommend Ruby Falls.
I loved Ruby Falls. I took my kids in it when they were little.
Well, we got a great show today. Our first guest is Dan O'Dwyer. He's the president of O'Dwyer Homes. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it is our pleasure. Thanks for joining us. Dan, before we get started, do take a sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I'm one of those guys that's been in the home building industry for their entire career. I was the kid in the neighborhood that always built the coolest forts, and all the other kids wanted to come out and hang with me and see what we were doing. And I had the car batteries in there, rigging up lights and things like that. I won't tell you where I got the car batteries, but we'll save that for another time. But my degree is in building construction management from Michigan State. I've been in the business for 30-some years. I'm a certified professional home builder. I'm a life member of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association, and past president of HomeAid, which is a designated charity of the Atlanta Home Builders Association. And HomeAid provides shelters for homeless women and children, so that's a great cause. So keep pretty busy, aside from running a small home building company.
That's fascinating. You know, we all love HomeAid. We've interviewed HomeAid a couple of times on this show, and I know with HomeAid, you built some cool little bitty playhouses. So it seems like there's a trend between the coolest fort in the neighborhood and neat playhouses.
A legacy.
Yeah. Right. And now I know you build beautiful homes for Atlantans. Tell us a little bit more about O'Dwyer Homes.
And we're 100% Energy Star home builder, which these days is very, very important. We build traditional homes, and we build ranch villas for active adult buyers and traditional buyers. We're all over the north side. We're actually building in town now, having great success building in town. You know, we stress value to our customers, and certainly energy efficiency. That has to be a huge part of the decision-making process today for today's buyers.
When you say you stress value, I mean, I get the energy efficiency part. I'm going to cut down my utility bills. But what other things with regard to value do you stress?
Well, the market, as we all know, has changed dramatically over the last 6 years. And today, you have to analyze every single component you put in a house. Where in the past, more was better. You know, more gables was better. More exterior materials was better. More bedrooms were better. Well, today you really have to analyze the individual marketplace that you're building in and decide what type of product do we want to offer that's going to become the best value for the customer.
You're talking about product and value, and you mentioned a couple, you know, minutes ago about Energy Star and energy efficiency. So do you find that today's buyer is demanding that or looking for energy efficiency?
They're a lot more keenly aware of what they should be asking for. Where in previous years, you know, Atlanta was a single pane window market for years, a lot longer than the rest of the nation was. People just didn't care. But today, you know, you tell somebody that your home was going to be 30 to 40% more efficient than a resale home, you know, that their eyes light up. You know, that's dollars that they can go out a couple times a month or, you know, save up to buy their kids something, or, you know, it's real money. So they appreciate that.
All right. We'll be back with Dan O'Dwyer after this commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Dan O'Dwyer, president of O'Dwyer Homes.
Dan, you mentioned earlier that you're building ranch villa communities. Can you explain to our listeners what that means and where those are?
Well, we're all aware that the with the aging baby boomers, the buying segment has changed a lot. And over the last 5 or 6 years, we developed a complete line of ranch villas wherein buyers can have a two-bedroom home up to a four-bedroom home with options such as lofts and media rooms and basements. And they're generally, for us, they're in smaller, closer-in communities that are close to the doctor, close to shopping, close to their church. These buyers are old like me. You know, I'm 50 years old, maybe a little older, maybe a little younger. And they're looking to stay in their area, but want something that's maintenance-free, that has a clubhouse, that has a pool, that has an exercise facility. So it's putting away all the maintenance, but maintaining your lifestyle and staying close to where you lived with your kids or closer to your kids.
Well, you talked about maintenance free. Now, you guys do some renovations work as well. Is that right?
We do. We do. We do a lot, much more renovations than we used to. We always have several jobs going. Anything from window and door replacement to kitchens to baths to man caves to, you know, outdoor living areas. So it's been kind of fun. It's a new aspect that we never really did before, but it's been fun.
It's that treehouse legacy coming back again, Carol. I think that's what I think that's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. I know you have a partnership with Emerald Properties. How does that work?
Emerald Properties is the brokerage arm for our company that sells our homes for us, and it really gives us the ability to stay closer with a customer. If you have somebody that works directly for you, that represents you on the sales and marketing end, in addition to working with the builder, home building is a huge communication environment. And as long as we all communicate effectively, then it creates a great experience. So having Emerald connected with the company gives us the ability to stay close to the customer. You know, and if we need to talk to them on a Sunday or talk to them on a weekend or talk to them at 6 o'clock at night, we have the ability to do that. So it's great.
So you said you're pushing 50 and 30, I think 30-some years is what you said. So I'm joking with you a little bit. I'm of the same vintage, so I'm allowed. But obviously, that level of experience that you've had really from childhood is one reason why I ought to buy an O'Dwyer home. But tell me some other things. What else is different about O'Dwyer?
Well, again, I'm going to say 100% Energy Star in having every home we build be inspected by a third party to ensure that it complies and complies with the government standards that are out there. We emphasize quality. We have third-party inspections through the course of construction. We have a 10-year transferable warranty. We have great locations all around town, and we demonstrate, as I said earlier, an excellent value to the customer. We would say stack us up to anybody, and we'll walk you through it and show you that there's a great value there.
So you just mentioned locations. Tell us where our listeners can find some of your communities.
We're in Gwinnett County, we're in Cherokee County, we're in Forsyth County, and we're in towns.
All over the north side. You know, odwyerhomes.com, get on there, and we got a map there, and you can pick your location.
Yeah, I'm going to poke more at the location thing. How do you pick a location? What do you look for?
Well, you try to put yourself in the buyer's position, and where do they want to live? And, you know, with our ranch villas, it's relatively easy because we'll take an established area and then try to find a little infill area, be it Roswell or South Forsyth or Woodstock. And then it's for the traditional product, it's where the great schools are. You know, what's it close to? Is it close to a mall? Is it close to shopping? So, you know, it takes a lot of effort, and it's not like the old days where you just, you know, build it and they'll come, because we all know that that's not the case.
It's gone forever, probably.
So,
well, Dan, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about O'Dwyer Homes?
Well, our website is the best spot, and that's odwyerhomes.com. Of course, Carol would say that we should be on Facebook and we should be on Twitter, and we are. And the old-fashioned way of our phone number is 770-887-2177, and we're happy to help out however we can.
Dan O'Dwyer, president of O'Dwyer Homes. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back with our next guest after today's Deal of the Day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's Deal of the Day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, today, Todd, I have a deal of the day that Todd Youngblood is really going to like.
I can see it coming. I know it.
It's active adult, of course.
Had to be.
Jim Chapman Communities is hosting an open house every weekend in October at their popular Brookhaven at Sugarloaf active adult community. This community is in Duluth, and when home buyers attend and purchase a new home, they're going to receive their choice of a Whirlpool appliance.
Wow. Well, that changes the dynamic a bit, doesn't
it? Well, it does, because I need a new kegerator, and I wonder if Whirlpool makes one of those.
I'm really not sure, Todd, but close. I bet you could go visit and find out.
I could. I guess I better go.
But every weekend, huh?
Every weekend. So there's open house every weekend in October at Brookhaven at Sugarloaf. So this community is located in the heart of Gwinnett. It is the perfect place for any active adult who's seeking a gorgeous home with no maintenance. I think all of us are seeking no maintenance, whether we're active adults or not, truthfully.
The no maintenance thing is top of list for me, frankly. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. No maintenance is excellent. There's also fabulous amenity choices, which our friend Delaney is going to share with us today.
Neighborhood amenities are sure to please any resident. The Grand Clubhouse features a fully equipped kitchen with banquet room, cozy living room with fireplace. You can hold any special occasion or event there. They also have a state-of-the-art exercise facility, as well as a pool, outdoor fireplace, and grill area.
Gotta have a grill area.
I love the grill area and all the cool outside spaces. Of course, all the condominiums in this neighborhood are one level, making it perfect for, you know, Todd and all his friends to get around.
Thank God there's no elevators.
No stairs, no elevators.
They're sided with brick or stone, so again, you know, adding to the whole no maintenance. The model is the Westminster plan, which has three bedrooms and two baths. And then the other floor plan option that's available is the Oxford, which features two bedrooms and two baths. So there's, you know, plenty of room for the grandkids to come visit or just a friend to come over and visit. The floor plans are very livable and roomy, and they have great details such as custom wood trim, 12 to 16 foot cathedral ceilings in the great room, as well as gas fireplaces. And this I really love. You know, we all love outdoor living. So homeowners can choose to add a screened-in porch.
I have to have a screened-in porch. Mm-hmm. And I've had a screened-in porch forever.
Well, you know, you look at this great Atlanta weather we have right now, this fabulous fall, and what a nice time.
Yeah. This time of year is perfect.
It makes you want to sit outside and, you know, sip a cup of tea or, you know, a hot chocolate, because, you know, I don't drink coffee. So coffee for you. And, you know,
no,
maybe
I don't
even
want the coffee.
You know,
I have something else in mind.
Sitting outside sipping something. Okay, sounds good. So Brookhaven at Sugarloaf is just 1 mile from I-85 and is convenient to the Gwinnett Civic Center, the Mall of Georgia, the Arena of Gwinnett, as well as great dining and shopping, parks and recreation, and highly qualified medical facilities.
Where can people get more information on Brookhaven at Sugarloaf, Carol?
Well, first of all, they should hurry because the community is 75% sold out.
Oh, man.
And now that they've decided to go visit before they're all gone, they should visit JimChapmanCommunities.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's Deal of the Day. All right. And we're back with our next guest. Say hello to John O'Callaghan, the president and CEO of the Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership. Welcome to the show, John.
Thanks so much.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for making time to join us. John, before we get into it, do take a sec, please, and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
An Atlanta native, sort of rare these days. Spent my early career in not-for-profit fundraising with United Way. Did some local government work as an appointed official for Maynard Jackson and as elected official in the Atlanta City Council and Fulton County Commission. Worked for Fannie Mae in working with home builders and other groups throughout the Southeast, and trying to bring that skill set together to lead our not-for-profit that's working on the foreclosure crisis currently.
So tell us more about Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership and what you do.
We are a not-for-profit. We were formed 21 years ago from a merger of the City of Atlanta's housing initiative. The city had understood, as it worked on economic development issues, that neighborhoods in and around downtown were important economically. And the Chamber of Commerce had realized that as well. And so we were formed as Atlanta was leading up to the Olympics to initially focus on rebuilding neighborhoods that had suffered from disinvestment in the late 50s and 60s, 70s, 80s, and redeveloped before the Olympics. And we've been doing that work, but expanding to serve the entire region. So we are mixed income focused, not for profit, but very focused on the affordable housing continuum.
John, you used the phrase solve the foreclosure crisis. Pretty ambitious. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah. Our aspirations are high. We understand that our job is really to make a dent. Neighborhoods that we'd invested in back before the Olympics were really coming around in Metro Atlanta. But if you were to tour the same neighborhoods in late 2007, you'd see many of them 50% vacant. And so it became clear to us to serve our mission that it really wasn't about building new things at this point in time, but it was really about stabilizing neighborhoods severely impacted by foreclosure. So we learned how to acquire and rehab and repopulate foreclosed homes and are doing that all across Metro Atlanta. We are working with other groups and coordinating efforts to keep people in their homes, whether it be reaching banks or not-for-profit counselors or others. And so we do policy and pulling people together work. And we have a very small loan fund that now offers its products to people that are redeveloping formerly vacant homes. So we're trying to deal with the vacancies because they really affect values, increase crime. They're very harmful for families and communities.
So walk us through what happens to a foreclosed home. Could I actually buy a foreclosed home from your group, or what's the process of once the home comes into your program?
So the first step is we hope their efforts to keep families in their home. And so if you are facing a foreclosure, you need to be responding to your bank servicer, or you need to be working with a not-for-profit that can give you an advice, a counseling agency. But we also step in at the point, well, if that wasn't successful, and many, it just hadn't been successful, there's now a vacant home sitting in the middle of a street, and there may be other vacant homes on, you know, down the block and in the neighborhood. So we go and buy that from the bank that foreclosed on you. And they may offer not-for-profits or new owners an opportunity to buy them before they sell it to investors. We take advantage of that. We finance the rehab, and we want to make sure a quality rehab is done so that we can lower utility costs and make sure that you don't have to replace the roof in the first year in your home. And then at the end, if you have good credit and can afford to buy the home, we'd love to see you as a new homeowner. But increasingly, we're seeing many folks have their credit impaired. Credit's very tight right now, so we're offering lease purchase options as well. We hadn't done any of these homes before the foreclosure crisis, and now we're working on our 270th. So we're trying to get to scale to really serve 25 to 30 neighborhoods and make an impact across the region.
Okay, we'll be back with John O'Callaghan after this commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
And we're back with John O'Callaghan, the president and CEO of the Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership.
John, ANDP is a nonprofit, as you've mentioned, so fundraising has got to be an important aspect of what you do. How do you go about doing that? What are the sources of funds? Are there investors involved?
We go to foundations based here in Atlanta, but there are even some national groups that are trying to invest in organizations that do best practices. Our model is to demonstrate the impact on a family. And so we'll go to a small company or foundation or a wealthy individual and say, with $10,000 from you, we can go and borrow other capital, can purchase one of these homes, can rehab the home. We even have some debt sources that if we lease the home, we can continue to stay in. But with that $10,000 investment, we can turn a home. And if we get four others to invest as well, we can literally start to turn a neighborhood. And then once we sell that home, the $10,000 that the charitable donor invested is there for the next home. And so it just continues to stay in the system. And so we really see this as a 10-year response. When our board decided to focus on foreclosure, we thought it might be a 1 or 2 year thing, but it's just we've had year after year after year of foreclosures, 100,000 filing notices a year. We think it's going to take a decade to build out. So we are trying to grow our capacity to respond, and we publicly committed to acquire and rehab and bring new families into 250 homes over the next 3 years. We'd like for that to be a minimum. And if we're successful in some of our fundraising, we might be able to reach 300, 400, 500 families.
Piece by piece initiative. That's more of a regional focus, or tell us about that.
Yes. Piece by piece initiative, which we helped found with some other very large groups like the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, with some national groups like Enterprise Community Partners and NeighborWorks America, local home builders and others, is an effort to organize the private sector from builders and contractors and lenders to local governments who have a big job in code enforcement and running federal housing programs, to the not-for-profit sector, to make sure that we work together to keep more families in their homes that are at risk of foreclosure. And then if that is not successful, to not let the vacant homes rot and tear down a neighborhood, to step in and either demolish the home, or even better, let's work with an UNDP or a local Habitat to rehab that home and get a new family back in.
Talk to us a little bit about the UNDP Homes Program and how that differs from Piece to Piece.
Piece by Piece is a voluntary initiative of 140 partnering organizations. And so each of those partners may be doing something different in the foreclosure crisis. Some are providing great research on what are the numbers and what are the most impacted neighborhoods, how do you reduce crime. Others may be banks that are offering new loan capital or maybe have some foreclosures, and others are not-for-profits. So our response to Piece by Piece is to be there and learn from the other partners and to support them, but our particular effort is we're going to make a dent in the vacancies. And so we are working in 25 neighborhoods, largely in South Metro. Literally, there's a line through I-20 where neighborhoods south are severely impacted. But also that line goes up I-85 to Gwinnett County, another highly impacted area. So we're mainly involved in those neighborhoods. And that is our contribution to address the crisis. But other organizations contribute in different ways.
John, you talked about a 10-year time horizon for the foreclosure crisis. Does that imply that that's becoming your sole focus? I mean, just thinking about the history that you talked about, foreclosure wasn't really a part of it initially. Is that where you see your organization going in the future?
Well, we know this is going to be the majority of our work. We hope that the time may come where there's new transit-oriented development, and maybe we need to make sure that some of those units are affordable. So we will continue to respond based on community needs. But we know this has got to be the significant and the largest piece of our work, although over time we look forward to a day, frankly, where we can start working on new construction and affordability issues that are about building new investments instead of just making sure that we protect the housing stock that exists.
Well, John, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about the Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership?
Probably the best way is to go to our website, www.andpi.org. We have homes available. There are opportunities to donate, to get involved as a volunteer. And also there's a link to the Piece by Piece website. So if you or your organization wants to be involved anywhere in helping families stay in their homes, where neighborhoods recover from the vacancies, there are opportunities through ANDP and other groups to make a difference.
John O'Callaghan, President and CEO of the Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's show. You can find us at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed today's show, we'd sure appreciate a review and rating on iTunes. So, on behalf of today's guests, Dan O'Dwyer and John O'Callaghan, show producer Delaney Young, my co-host Carol Morgan Flammer, and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.